Oklahoma is at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater in a terrific production. Saturday's audience did give the cast a standing ovation, but what I noticed most about the crowd was their grin and smile-filled faces. It was that kind of satisfaction that struck me. The evening began as Mark Banek strolled down the steps of the theater singing "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning." He was a real charmer both vocally and dramatically as the cowboy Curly, alternately courting and fighting with Carrie Ipama as Lori. These two have an almost brother-sister quality in their spats. Ipama was a delightful Lori, both in her feisty and tender moments, with fine operetta-style singing and lead dancing. Superintending the show is Kristen Kate Hager as Aunt Eller. It's common for productions to play her as a sort of feisty antique in a rocker, but in this show she's still a vital older woman, perhaps in her 40s. If there's a unique stamp on the IU production of Oklahoma, it's in the way the women are portrayed. They're a bit feistier, a bit more independent, more energetic in the dances. And in the brawl between the cowboys and the farmers, the girls are right in there trading punches and kicks. All the sunshine of Oklahoma shines brighter because of the dark side of the show, and Henry McDaniel was deeply menacing in his measured portrayal of the twisted Judd Fry. He was a genuinely frightening figure, especially in the scary Dream Ballet, a figure who seemed to come from hell itself. Oklahoma offers some great character roles. Mandy Strife had a lovely time with the energetic Adu Annie, the girl who can't say no. Mark Winsky was a pint-sized Will Parker, a champion in roping and in jealousy. Matthew Martin was very funny as the comic Persian peddler Ali Hakim, the man who finally agrees to marry only as the moon glints on the barrel of a father's shotgun. Gina Ritchie was Gertie Cummings, the local lady with a laugh that in a medium-sized city could double for an air raid siren. The Indiana University Department of Theater and Drama Production is directed and choreographed by George Pinney. Terry LaBolt conducted the large 17-piece orchestra. Robbie Stanton's costumes nicely showed off the large cast and helped keep all the characters nicely differentiated. The creative and richly detailed stage design was by Jared Rutherford. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater continues with 7:30 performances through Saturday, and in addition, there's a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. You can find this review and an interview with Curly and Lori on our website at WFIU.org. At the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.